Warren, really good to catch up with you here. And now the weather's broken a bit at Silverstone on this test day, hasn't it? Welcome to the championship. Many people might not know you, fans of F4, yet. Tell us about your background.
So I've come straight from karting. This will be my rookie year in cars, first ever races in cars. So really excited to get started. We've had a lot of success in karting in junior and senior categories. So really looking forward to start the season off in British F4 with Argenti.
Absolutely. A big step up from karting into this machinery, Rowan.
Yeah, massive. I mean, there are so many differences. Obviously, you've got a halo in this. You've got a much bigger engine. It's open drive train, so inside wheels spin in this. You know, in karting, you don't have a lot of wheel spin at all, if any. You've got brake bias to get used to, all that sort of thing, and getting core temperature in the tyres as well as surface temperature, which is again a massive difference from karting. So a lot of more things to get used to in this, but we're making good progress and the team are really helping me adjust and get settled in nicely.
So what was it like that first time you climbed in to this F4 car, fired it up and went out on track?
Very, very surreal for me. I loved it. I can't put it any other way. I live, breathe motorsport, so I loved every minute of it. It's a childhood dream of mine come true to be driving in the British F4 Championship. So it's the best F4 Championship out there. It's so equal. Neil Brown doing an amazing job of equalising all the engines. So it's just small margins all the time and maximising everything when you're out on track and putting a lap together in qualifying.
Absolutely. So you've had a certain amount of testing time already. Have you managed to improve each time you've been out?
Yeah. So we've been making leaps and bounds forwards in progress. I mean, we're currently sat P1 in the timesheets, so can't really complain with that too much. We know what we need to work on for the rest of the day, and I'm feeling confident and just, trying to learn all the time as much as I can.
I'm sure you will have kept your eye on the championship last season. It was nip and tuck. It was really tight.
Yes, big time.
Looking at the grid for this year, there are about half a dozen returnees who've got that extra year under their belt. The rest of the grid is like you, rookies, who are all going to want to make a name for themselves, but do it in a safe as way as possible.
Yes.
It's going to be a tough challenge, isn't it, Rowan, for everybody?
Yeah. It's such a competitive championship. I mean, like you said, last year it was... there was nothing between anyone, and that's how good this championship is. The strength of the field is incredible. It's the only thing you can change on the car is setup, and you've not got different engine modes in this, whereas higher up the ranks you have. So it's very, very equal, and it's such small margins.
Yeah. You said you live and breathe motorsport. Who have been your big influences over the years?
So my motorsport idols, probably one at the moment, will have to be Max Verstappen. I get that he's dominating F1 and people don't like him because it's a bit boring at the moment, but if you were in his shoes, you'd love it. And I think his approach is incredible. His motivation, his sort of dedication to it is just second to none. So that's one of my idols. And then another one has to be Colin McRae, rally star. He's at one with the car, really, and his car control was just second to none again. He's a pleasure to watch. His onboard, an incredible talent.
And a great appreciation of two very different disciplines
in
motorsport there.
That's
admirable.
Big time.
Just finally, Rowan, you must, in your own mind, have set yourself some goals for the first half of the season. Can you share those? What are your aspirations?
Do my best. Do the best I can. It's a learning year this year with a view to come back and return next year with a strong championship campaign. So purely take away as much as I can from this year and learn, develop, nurture as a driver, and return next year.
You're going to have a big fan base of family following you around?
Big time, yeah. All my family are my biggest supporters, so can't thank them enough. I wouldn't be here where I am today without anyone, so massive thank you to everyone who supports me, and we'll continue to strive forward and push for better results.
Really good to see you in the championship. Have a great season.
Thank you so much for your time.